Hello, everybody. It's Michelle here to take just a couple minutes of your time to ask a favor of you, like the heading for this little blurb said when you decided to click on this, and give it a listen. So, as some of you may know, and if you don't know, I'm going to fill you in and catch you up to speed. A couple months ago, Kate and I decided to start offering something to the mental health professionals that we know are a part of our Facebook community and our listenership for the podcast, which is that we decided we wanted to start hosting groups once a month on the first Monday of every month for an hour, where we would take time to go over a different topic each month related to all that goes into launching a DBT group from scratch. So getting a group off the ground and running if you've never done it before. And also if you're a current DBT facilitator, wanting to also have topics where we dive into how you can make the groups that you're already facilitating even better, and how to overcome maybe some obstacles or challenges that you're running into with the groups that you're doing, and how to just become a really confident DBT facilitator. And we're calling these monthly groups coffee hours. We decided to come up with that name because we just wanted it to be something that didn't feel like a typical training that you might go to for continuing education credits or anything like that. We didn't want to really call it like a seminar or a talk or a lecture or anything like that. So we settled on calling them coffee hours because what we really want is for people to just show up and hang out with us for a little bit. We spend some of the time, of course, going over the information related to the topic of the month, but then we also make sure that we set aside time at the beginning for introductions. We really want to get to know the people who are joining us on these calls, and also making sure that we leave a lot of time for question and answer at the end, Q&A. So, we have now been doing these groups for a couple months, and we're really excited about this offering. And the reason why is because deep down we know that there's not much out there for DBT group facilitators. You know, Kate and I went through a 30 plus hour DBT training. I'm sure some of you have either seen those trainings offered or participated in those trainings. You know, they'll say things like 3-day DBT certification course or things like that. So we went through one of those a number of years ago, and it was a great training in terms of helping you know and understand the foundations of DBT and the skills and that kind of a thing and what the four modules are about, all of the nuts and bolts. But that training that we went through said literally nothing about what it actually takes to stand up in front of a room full of people and teach these skills. It's not just enough to know them and understand them yourself. It's about feeling confident teaching them to other people, managing a group dynamic, which can be really hard sometimes depending on who you have in your group. And also the whole logistical side of even doing group work. If you've never run a group before in your practice, it can all feel really overwhelming. And it stops a lot of people from taking that leap. Practitioners and providers who love DBT, have a good foundational understanding of DBT, they would be totally capable of launching a DBT group and running their own DBT program. But it feels too overwhelming, and so they don't do it. So we know that there's not a lot out there as far as resources go to specifically prepare you for facilitating and running groups. There's just not a lot that exists. And so we figured it out on our own. I mean, I started leading groups in 2015 with Kate, And boy, over the last 8 years, we've had a lot of highs, a lot of lows, and it really has just been trial and error to figure it out. We didn't really have anybody, even though we started leading groups at an agency, we didn't have anybody tell us how to facilitate. We've just had to learn it on our own. And we really want this offering to be in place because we want to give you all support in this area that you're likely not getting, especially if you're in private practice. Finding resources and finding peers and colleagues that you can turn to may be a challenge in terms of getting your questions answered about groups and feeling like you have what you need to actually do it and be successful at it rather than feel like you're floundering around at it. We don't want you to feel that way. So that's really the backstory leading up to what the favor is that I'm here to ask of all of you. So the favor that I'm asking is that because we feel really passionate about this offering and because we really feel that it's much needed, as I was just talking about, we want to make sure that we are making coffee hours what you all could benefit from. Kate and I have this idea. We think it's a pretty good idea, but we want to make sure that you all think it's a good idea. And we've really enjoyed the past couple months of groups that we've done, but we've also realized the same way that I was just talking about how we were having to figure it out, trial and error, when we were first leading DBT groups. We also recognize that as we're venturing into this new world for us of really talking to our colleagues and talking to our peers and really sharing this new information that we've never talked about with people before, we want to make sure that we're doing it to the best of our ability. So, what we could really use your help with is answering a brief survey that we have put together. It should only take you, 5 minutes, maybe 10, to go through and answer some questions that we have. And really the questions pertain to making sure that what we're offering with coffee hours are what you're looking for. If there's any tweaks or adjustments we could make that might make it more appealing or might make it better fit your needs. Asking about topic ideas that you're interested in, really just trying to get a pulse on more of how, I guess I kind of already said it, but I'll repeat it, how we can make it the best that it can be. So the technical term for what I'm asking you all to do is called market research. Basically what that means is that we're just looking to collect data and get information from the people that we're wanting to serve to make sure that we are doing the best that we can with this. So, if you're open to answering a few survey questions, and I would encourage you to do these survey questions if you have the time, whether or not you ever plan to attend a coffee hour. It doesn't matter whether you've already attended one or if you're like, okay, Michelle, that sounds cool, but that's not really for me. If that's actually the mentality that you have, we would love for you to answer the questions to better understand why you think it's not for you and if there's anything we could change that would potentially change your mind. So if you want to fill out those questions, we're going to be posting the link to the survey questions in the Facebook group. So you can keep an eye on the Facebook group if you've already joined us there and are a member of it. If you're not a member of the Facebook group, or if this would just be more convenient for you, I'm also going to post a link in the show notes of this little blurb that I'm recording for all of you. So all you have to do is just scroll down on your phone and you'll find a link to the survey questions. So it shouldn't take much time. And as a thank you for doing it, we're going to then email you. So there's a spot at the top that asks for your email address. So make sure to put that in. So then we can send you an email as a thank you. and give you a $5 off code for future coffee hours. Coffee hour normally costs $25 to attend, but as a thank you for doing our market research questions, we'll give you $5 off a future coffee hour of your choice. So, thank you for listening to me share all of this with you. Thank you for considering helping us out. It really means the world to us to try to make the DBT practitioner community a better place and to provide this support for all of you. So any support that you can give us around this is so, so, so appreciated. Thanks, everybody.